And so then I said, next time, I'll hold the ladder.
Oh,
that joke is great if you know the whole thing.
It's too bad we couldn't do the whole joke.
It's podcast time.
Hello, you found us on 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. From time to time, we like to make ourselves very uncomfortable by playing a little game we call Get Real.
Going beyond the superficial, the silly stuff that we do. These are serious questions that you'd ask maybe only your best friend in the whole world. And you would do this like late at night on a sleepover. You would admit these kinds of things. So we have three questions. Everybody's going to take a question at random.
Okay.
And
so there's no levels now. We don't know.
They're all pretty serious.
All pretty serious.
Yeah, we started a little light, but now they're all heavy questions.
Okay. Cool.
So let's start with Woody.
Okay. My question is, what do you do that you aren't proud of?
Oh, wow.
I would say this show, but no.
Stop. No joking.
You've got to get real.
It's called Get Real.
I'm not proud of the fact that I don't exercise much. Ooh. I don't really watch my diet very much. I'm trying to make some changes to make that happen. But for now, that's kind of what I'm, not proud of. Also, I have some financial issues that I'm trying to deal with. So. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to give the everything.
No.
You know, like,
I know.
Like,
he got a whole weekend.
I want you to get real, but I don't want you to get real long with
it. Get real long, yeah. It's not get real long. It's just get real. All right,
let's do boy,
to say that.
Boy, girl, Gina, okay. What is your question?
My question is, what is a dream you let go of, but it hurts?
Oh,
do you have one?
Honestly, kind of like living my dream right now.
That's really cool.
Yeah. This, if you would have asked me like a year ago, I would have said this, like leaving the radio station. So now that I'm back and I'm on air and doing things with you guys, this is like part of my dream, and being married and hopefully having a family soon. So, yeah.
So you're living the dream.
I'm living
That's
my
great.
Dream right now.
That's yeah. good.
That's a stereotype. A lot of people say, oh, I'm just living the dream, but you're actually doing it.
Yeah, so. I'm very happy right now. So.
That's the honest answer.
Yep.
And that's
like
all
it.
We ask for.
Yeah.
Right?
Very nice.
This is Jim. My question is, describe your worst heartbreak and what did it teach you?
Mm.
Wow. I got to say my first heartbreak was I was going out with a girl in college. It was like 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, you know, it's your first time in love,
right.
What you think is in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, oh yeah, that hurt hard when that ended. But what did it teach me? It taught me it wasn't love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It taught me like, no, that was just your first love with a lowercase l.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
More like or lust as
yeah.
opposed to
yeah.
love.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's what it taught me was like, okay, this is not the only person in the world. You know, there's other people out there and this was just a phase.
Mm-hmm. That I think we've all gone through.
Got, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I thought like, oh yeah, my life is over. This was it. You know, this was the greatest person ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and, yeah, don't say I love you so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that wasn't my experience
yeah,
here,
but
it was just, I thought it was it, but no, it really wasn't.
Right.
It was just the first. You got to go through that and it's tough.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We all learned a little something about ourselves and each other. And now back to our regular superficial stuff.
There's other people out there and this was just a phase
that I think we've all gone through.
Got, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I thought like, oh yeah, my life is over. This was it. You know, this was the greatest person ever.
Yeah.
But
and, yeah, don't say I love you so quickly.
Yes. I mean, that's not my, that wasn't my experience
but
it was just, you know, I thought it was it, but mm-hmm. no, it really wasn't. Right. It was just the first. You got to go through that. And it's tough.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We all learned a little something about ourselves and each other. And now back to our regular superficial stuff. It's going to be kind of stormy tonight. Going to be a lot of high winds. They're expecting some pretty bad weather coming up for tonight and tomorrow.
The timeline as of now is it'll start overnight tonight. There's a second front coming Saturday.
Right.
I'm not sure if there will even be a break between the first and the second bout of bad weather. They might just roll into each other. But if there is a break, it'll be around lunchtime on Saturday. But then more storms Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
Yay!
So we pay for all the nice weather we had earlier in the week.
It's been really nice this week when we've all had to be at work staring out the window at the nice weather.
Yeah.
But now that we can actually go out in it, it's going to be stormy.
I know. That's Landon's
right.
happy. I asked him to mow the backyard because it's getting kind of long.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there's a storm coming this weekend, so I don't know.
Well, that means you'd go cut the lawn.
You need to do it now because it's only going to get worse. It'll be wet and long.
See, you guys have learned that.
Yeah.
We have learned that.
Yeah.
Landon needs to come to husband school. That's one of the things they teach you. Like week one.
Just get it done.
Either that or he's just learned a lot already because he knows that he can put it off.
Yeah.
You know, by saying, oh, yeah, it's going to rain probably.
Yeah, but so he also have to wait a couple more days.
Yeah.
He's going to learn that it sucks that when the rain comes, then you can't cut it because it's wet.
Yeah.
And then the rain makes it grow.
Yeah.
And makes it a worse job when you can finally cut it.
Trust me, guys. We have had this conversation multiple times. He gets mad that the battery dies, but it's because he waits too long to cut the grass, so it gets long, and it uses more battery to cut the grass.
Yep.
And then he moans about...
He's going to have one of those seats or whatever that the Grim Reaper uses to go out
there.
It's a sickle and just slice it all down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And don't wear your good sneakers.
No, and he does.
No.
You guys, I kid you.
No.
I can't believe it. I mean, that is a thing.
Yeah, you don't wear your good shoes. That's where you wear your Crocs.
Right.
Shoes you don't care about.
Right.
The ones you say, like, okay, these need to be replaced, and you get new sneakers.
Yeah.
Then those become the lawn mowing ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, come on. This is week one in the husband course. We're going to start the course. It's going to be, I don't know, we're going to rent out a room at a community center or something, and, like, you know, new husbands come in. And you're going to get told this is how it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change.
Or just look, you know, you can put on your lawn mowing shoes and just look like you did it.
That's true.
So you think, you must have mowed the lawn.
that Gina's not going to look at her own grass.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
She's going to know if he cut it or not.
Yeah. Well,
that's why you have curtains. I think we all need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Yeah. Feeling good, like I should.
Sometimes inspiring, enlightening stories, sometimes just funny stuff.
Yeah.
So today is Pi Day. It's March 14th. And a pizza delivery driver on Sunday went to drop off a pizza at a woman's house.
A pizza pie.
Get it? Yeah. Ba-dunch. And a cop just happened to be there and spotted an alligator, an 8-foot alligator.
That's huge.
Under a car. And so he was like, hey, hello.
Stop. No. There's an alligator underneath that car right there. Maybe go around the back.
I'm a little scared.
No, as long as it stays under the car, you can go around the back.
Did you want to do it, officer?
Ma'am, get back over there. There's an alligator right under your car.
Oh, my lordy.
Get in the house. I'll take it to the back door.
My pizza.
Where's your pizza?
I love that. But I want my pizza.
You can tell that the delivery driver had just moved to Florida because, come on.
Yeah.
You can't be that scared of alligators and live in Florida.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
If it's under your car.
It happens a lot. But I just love her dilemma. It's like, pizza.
Yeah.
But alligator. Pizza. Yeah. But alligator.
I'll bring it to the back door. That's really funny. There's a Woody and Jim mood boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Bear with us for a second. This is going to get really weird. The just basketball tournament is coming up.
It's going to be like weeks of weirdness.
March Madness is coming up. And we thought, oh, let's have some fun. But we don't care about basketball really that much. So why don't we do a different bracket tournament? So we decided we're going to do Murder Madness.
Murder Madness. Because of the love of true crime.
And we came up with this idea without being, you know, full of narcotics or anything. So.
Yeah, this is just sitting in an office. Yep. We said, let's do bracket style, where like serial killers and murderers of famed history would go up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like the basketball brackets, they, you know, the winner would move on. And then eventually we'd have like the number one homicidal maniac.
Yeah. And we could have started with 64, but we said, no, that's too much work. So we're going to do the Sweet 16. All right. So it's up to you to help us select what murders go into the bracket. You know, you have your classics, your John Wayne Gacy, your Ted Bundy's.
Sure.
But then you have the more recent ones, OJ, the Menendez brothers,
mm-hmm. you know,
Casey Anthony,
yeah.
who sometimes lives in Murfreesboro. She could come on and defend herself.
There's classic ones, too. There's like, you know, Lizzie Borden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Charles Manson. All you know, there's so many good murderers to choose from.
So, like, it's going to start next week, and we need your ideas.
Yes.
Who do you want to see in our Sweet 16 of murderers?
That's right.
Yep. And then the plan on Monday is to take all of those suggestions and we'll select the 16.
The 16 that will go fiercely competitive as the bracket moves on.
A
for
showdown
March murder
so
madness.
Deadly, even the refs are scared.
So we need your help. Yep. You need to send us some suggestions.
Yeah. You know you have your favorite murderer, so let us know who it is.
I mean, seriously, if I called my daughter up, she could probably say, I only get to pick one.
Oh, yeah. I know. You know well, all the documentaries that are out, too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, hey, shout out to Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah.
Let's give it up to Ted Bundy.
Soon people are going to be like Team Bundy. And
All right. You know, I bet you that is actually a real thing.
Oh,
that there's like,
for
you know how there's
sure. The fan
Swifties.
Clubs.
You know, for Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a nickname for people who are fans of serial killers because we're a weird country.
Mm-hmm. And we also don't want to do something that's too recent. You know, like
there are some rules.
The guy
we have.
That murdered the CEO of the healthcare.
Yeah, we don't even want to hear anything recent.
No.
We don't want to hear anything local.
No.
No.
And it's got to be a real person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it can't be like Godzilla or something. It has to be a
Godzilla.
Real
just stepped on people.
Yes.
We made him. I don't know. I'm cutting Godzilla. Like, if Godzilla was on trial, he's going free.
Because it wasn't his fault.
It's not his fault. Yeah. That's a terrible example.
Yeah, that's true.
You're awful.
All right. So
leave Godzilla alone.
Suggest your favorite murderer that you'd like to see into our Sweet 16 bracket, and that way you're a co-conspirator, so you're helping us.
There's multiple ways you can do it. You can always text us anytime.
Yes.
You can think about it. And, you know, over the weekend, if one pops in your head.
Just say, hey, I got to text them.
615-553-0933. Mm-hmm. Tell us your favorite murderer.
Yes.
I mean, there's even a huge podcast, My Favorite Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us that way. You'll also see on our Facebook page for 93.3 Totally Hits and the Woody and Jim page on Facebook. We will include a graphic for our Murder Madness bracket game. And, you know, in the comments, just let us know who you need to see in this battle.
Yes.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be fun.
Only
it's Murder Madness.
And innocent.
Exactly.
Innocent.
Only one killer can reign supreme.
Yes.
Who will slay the competition?
Three things you want to know. I really can't see anybody taking advantage of this deal, but just in time for March Madness, Samsung is offering the Buzzer Beater Bundle for about $10,000. They'll sell you 8 televisions. Some of them are like 98 inches, and they say you can put them all over your house and turn your house into a sports bar.
Oh, yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Why wouldn't anybody want that?
I got so much room.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Course, it also doesn't include the wall mounts or installation or anything.
Of course
like
not.
That,
so. Yeah. And I have $10,000 just hanging around.
Just hanging around. Right. You know, what am I going
to
do with this?
Another $10,000 for all the subscriptions to watch the game.
Yeah. Right.
No, no kidding.
Oh,
wow.
That's funny.
So last night there was a blood moon lunar eclipse above us. It's the only time this year that it's happening. The lunar eclipse is when the planet Earth comes between the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
But because the sun's rays are so strong, they go through the atmosphere of the Earth and they kind of like refract and turn color.
Science class with Jim.
Makes the moon turn like an orange color.
Wow.
Last night.
That's cool.
Yeah, about 11 o'clock or so last night, it turned pretty orange and some pretty awesome pictures out there.
That is cool, yeah.
On Monday is St. Patrick's Day. A lot happening this weekend to celebrate. One is Belfast to Nashville. It's a St. Paddy's celebration at Cannery Hall. It'll happen on Sunday and Monday all day. You can enjoy the Irish food. There's Irish music. And just some really cool parts of the culture will be there as well. So if you're looking for something to do, hit that up.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. Let's bring out our contestants. We're going to go at it to maybe win themselves some Preds tickets. For the guys in the audience, we have Blake in Franklin. Hello, Blake.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. And for the ladies, we have Carrie in Nashville. Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Okay, we usually kick things off with a get acquainted question to kind of warm you up. Today's get acquainted question. I'm just feeling weird. So I'm going to ask you, Carrie, if you had to eat a crayon, what color would you choose?
So random.
Pink.
Pink? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just, is it a favorite color?
Yeah.
Is that also your favorite flavor of Starburst?
Yep.
All right, Blake. Now you have to tell us if you had to eat a crayon, what color would you choose?
It would probably be green.
Green?
All right.
Any particular reason?
They've just always looked really delicious. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So this could be an unfulfilled desire.
So you've always wanted to eat one. You're just looking for an excuse. Okay. I like it.
Okay.
You guys are awesome. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use if you can't answer your question. You can force it on your opponent, but it could backfire on you. Here we go. Carrie, is Sunday Night Football seen on NBC, Fox, or ESPN?
Fox.
No. No, it's on NBC.
No point there.
Okay, Blake, is Jamie Oliver a fashion designer, TV chef, or cosmetics expert?
Fashion designer.
No.
No.
It's a TV chef.
Okay.
Still no points.
0-0. All right, Carrie, Pennzoil motor oil is sold in what color containers?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Ooh.
That is correct.
On a side note, that'd be the color of crayon I would choose because it'd be like lemony, I would think.
Yeah. Okay, Blake, to avoid eye infections, what makeup item should you throw away every 3 to 6 months?
Eyeliner.
Ooh, close.
No.
It's mascara.
Ooh. Oh, I was going to say that.
Same general area.
Close. Okay. Still 1-0 Carrie.
Yeah, if you get this one right, there's no way that Blake can catch up. Here we go. Police Detective John McClane is a character in what classic action movie series?
Ooh.
You have a screw.
Yeah, screw.
Yeah. Screw, she says. Okay.
All right, Blake, your chance to get right back into it. Detective John McClane is a character in what classic action movie series?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Ooh.
Woo, and
he's
look
back
at this.
In it.
How things have turned around. We tied it up, and Blake can win it with the correct Woo. Answer here.
Wow.
Okay, Blake, what is the main ingredient in pesto sauce?
You can use your screw if you want.
Scrooge.
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 All right.
And it's Carrie. Not even the season. I love it.
Carrie, he hopes you don't know this.
This is up to you here. main ingredient in basil?
Or in paste, pesto. In pesto.
In pesto. I'm going to guess.
Oh, you've run out of time. And I gave you the answer by accident.
Actually, he said pesto. Which is weird because green, pesto, that's the color crayon you would eat.
Yeah. The main ingredient is basil.
Yeah.
Blake is the winner.
There are so many people I'd like to thank for this victory.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Very nice. Well, I'm sorry. We're already playing the play you off music.
Yes. We play Gender Wars twice a day at 7:20 and 8:20.
Absolutely crazy story out of Connecticut. Where a man broke out of the house he was imprisoned in for 20 years.
Imprisoned?
He had not been out since he was 12 when he went trick-or-treating and dressed up as a firefighter.
Oh,
his
gosh.
Parents had locked him into a room, would let him out, and said if anybody had seen him, that would be the last he'd be alive. So he was threatened to stay in. He actually got out of the house by getting some copy paper and a little bit of hand sanitizer and hold of a lighter to start a fire so that firefighters could come to the house and he could get out.
Wow.
They had, I guess, progressively put padlocks that were stronger on the door as he got older.
Oh,
figuring
man.
He might be able to get out if the weaker locks were there.
That's awful. What a poor dude.
Yeah, it was absolutely awful. I guess they gave him 3 to 4 books a year, and he read a dictionary and kind of like self-educated himself.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, the law enforcement say it's the worst treatment of humanity that they've ever witnessed in all of their years of law enforcement.
Oh, my wow. gosh.
Yeah.
That's
lots to talk about. I have a lot more details we could go into, and we'll probably do that with our podcast extras if you...
Okay, Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. This guy that was imprisoned in his house by his stepmother for 20 years. We got to know more about this.
Yeah, so like he was 32 years old when he finally escaped when the fire department came because he lit this fire. Apparently, he had a father... And the last time he actually left like the neighborhood was when he was 12. He and his father brought some stuff to the dump, some yard waste.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, he was locked in his room.
They never said why they did that?
No. They said that he would be sometimes let out of the room for a few minutes a day. And if he was threatened to basically, you know, bad things are going to happen to you if anybody sees you in this house, like in a
brainwashed.
Window. Yeah, totally.
Oh,
brainwashed.
That's awful.
I guess before he was kept in this room,
before he was in prison,
they weren't feeding him much. By fourth grade, he explained he was asking other people for food and stealing it and picking it out of the garbage.
Oh,
so
my God.
There was abuse long before his imprisonment. I guess in 2004, they pulled him out of school. I guess had two half-sisters that had friends, but they weren't allowed to bring anybody to the house, and they weren't allowed to tell anybody.
But they weren't in prison. They were free to come and go
as
they
pleased. I guess so,
yeah.
What the heck?
There's some serious mental illness going on there.
Oh, yeah. The school notified, the DCS, basically their version in Connecticut, and they went to the house for a wellness check, and everything seemed fine. But he had already been threatened, so he was probably, I'm good,
Or, he was, locked away and being quiet. And
I guess to use the bathroom, they only described number one, but he was able to keep a straw that he was able to pee through, that there was a slight hole near the window frame.
What?
So he had to pee through the straw and let the pee go out through this like hole in the window frame. Where in Connecticut, it's cold.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
And the father passed away.
The father died while he was in prison.
And just the evil stepmother left him in there.
Exactly.
So I assume they would feed him through like a hole in the door.
You know,
or
his sisters need to be arrested too, because
yeah,
they were
obviously aware of what was going
on.
Yeah.
As well, yeah.
If they know about it, you know, unless I who knows? Yeah, they don't go into great detail about them, but he said he didn't try to like pry the wood off of the window because it looked boarded up, because he was afraid of retaliation, and I guess it was under pain of death, no one was to see me, was their strict edict.
Wow. I know more and more about this is obviously going to come out. It's probably mm-hmm. going to be the subject of many docuseries.
Oh, yeah. The streaming services are going to line up.
Oh, they're
lining
up to tell this guy's story and, you know, pay him for his story. It's like, wow, that's just so awful.
One of the other reports that he was just 68 pounds when he got out at age 32.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just awful.
I mean, he was probably too weak to do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's just so tragic.
It's so sad.
There's a special level in hell mm-hmm. for that woman mm-hmm. and the, you know, late husband, too.
She claims that she is innocent and she did not restrain him and keep him in there mm-hmm. and that he was allowed out and all these different, and they fed him and they did all, I mean, she's basically saying like, no, none of this is real. But if the kid's not around for 20 years,
yeah,
it's going to be pretty hard to convince a jury.
Yeah. And a 32-year-old man who is only 68 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're supporting him in every way possible. So he's got health care people and mental health people that are all trying to give him, you know.
He must have looked like, you know, those people that survived the death camps in mm-hmm. Nazi Germany and stuff.
Oh, I know.
Like,
right?
Oh, my God. That's just so terrible.
Yeah. They said a ton of physical therapy because his body wasn't able to be developed.
And, yeah.
Like, he's uneducated except for the 3 or 4 books a year that they let him read.
Well, and even, I mean, it sounds like his room was probably small too. So, yeah, there's no form of exercise. He probably barely walked.
Yeah, he's probably atrophied.
Mm-hmm. And,
and he's not getting fed.
Mm-mm.
That's just terrible.
Wow. Yeah, just awful.
So, I can't wait to hear more about that because
Waterbury, Connecticut is where it all happened.
Gosh.
Wow. Okay, well, let's get back to the regular podcast.
So the new iOS update came out. I updated my phone, which I'm sure will come with a ton of glitches for the first month.
I did too. I'm just waiting for it.
Right. But one of the good things that is coming out of it is they're adding this new feature called Priority Notifications, and it'll organize the important notifications on your lock screen. And all of the other notifications that aren't a priority will be on the screen that you can pull down once you've opened your phone.
Right. Nice.
But it's to help, like they say, it's going to help iPhone users manage overwhelming notifications by highlighting the most essential ones on the lock screen.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So when you get the notification that your husband is locked out of the house again, you'd want that one first before... There's a sale at Walgreens.
Yeah, perfect example.
Or would you?
I don't know, Landon, if you're listening.
95.1 at Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's just me probably, but when I was a little kid, I used to think he's saying that she had electric boobs.
No, you weren't the only kid.
I think that was a running playground joke for a while.
Yep.
One of our favorite comedians, probably the hottest comedian in the country right now, is Nate Bargatze, who is right here in Old Hickory. He does a bit about going to the Wilson County Fair and saying that he was riding on rides that were probably on the interstate like an hour ago.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what happened in Aaron, Tennessee, which is to the west of Nashville, kind of toward Clarksville and Dixon. They had their Irish Carnival, and I guess there's a very popular ride, the Star Tower. And people loved it. In fact, 19 people were riding it and had to stay on it for 4 hours because it broke down.
Oh,
oh
my gosh.
They were suspended in the air for 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Waiting.
Do we know how high?
High enough, I guess.
Yeah. Like no ladder or anything like that could get them down.
Yeah. A 10-year-old said, I'm never riding that again. I'm too scared. I used to not be afraid of heights, but now I'm afraid of heights.
Okay, you know what's bad is my first thought was like, I would have gotten so hungry.
Right. Yeah. Or I would have had to use the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Like, hey, can someone toss me up a corn dog?
Throw me up some fried dough or something.
Maybe
please.
A bucket and some toilet paper.
And if everybody could look over there instead of here.
From our Eurostone studios, it's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. A lot of people love yacht rock. We play a lot of yacht rock.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah. Some people don't like yacht rock. So we give you a choice. We play our little game, Yacht or Nyacht. As we climb on the ship, give you a couple of songs to choose from, and you tell us what you want to hear next.
All right. So I think we should play some samples of the songs and go over some of their strengths and weaknesses.
All right.
So for the yacht rock, even though I don't think I'd put this in the yacht rock category.
It is on a lot of the major lists of being yacht rock.
Yes, there is one list that it seems to be the definitive one. It's called Yacht or Nyacht.com.
Okay.
And this song is in the top 10 of their, I guess, scientific study of what makes a yacht rock song. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because the definition of yacht rock is kind of sit-down dance music. And it's kind of like a nice vibe.
Tempo's there.
You don't have to work too hard at it.
Yeah.
doesn't have those, those trademark
punches.
Michael Jackson punches.
It's one of his less squealy songs.
Yeah. It's soothing.
It is. It's soothing.
It's
relaxing.
Almost bordering on moping, in my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there. I got to be real with you people.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong about that.
All right. Now for the yacht rock song.
Yes.
We go across the pond
for
Soft Cell's Tainted Love. Got that kind of medium tempo.
Yeah, so I would call that a nyacht song. So it's America versus Great Britain. One of the few countries that still likes us.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were going to put a Bryan Adams song, but it was like
Canada,
50% tariff, which means we were only going to play it at like half volume.
Yeah, we can't afford to play these songs. This is the tariff we have to put on it. All right. So those are your choices. It'll be Michael Jackson, Human Nature, or Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
I do like the Soft Cell every once in a while. You can.
Yeah.
You can clap along, but only a couple of times. So it's not very tiring.
So you don't exhaust yourself listening to a song.
The sedentary lifestyle we enjoy.
This is so stupid. I love it.
I know.
So you text us at 615-553-0933. Tell us, yacht or nyacht?
And if you don't want to try to spell nyacht, you can just tell us Tainted Love
or
Human Nature, Michael Jackson, any of those things to tell us which way you want us to steer this ship.
Three things you want to know this morning. Coming up next month, Willie Nelson is going to release a new album. This will be his 154th album.
Jeez.
My God. It doesn't surprise me, though, because he's been around forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Very prolific. And 154th album. It'll be called Oh, What a Beautiful World. It'll be coming out at the end of April.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. Wow. Love that guy.
And there's multiple songs on those albums. So
that's
a huge discography.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a story that's going to make you so mad. A man has been banned from Delta flights, and he is possibly going to be facing criminal charges because his service dog attacked a blind man's service dog.
Oh my God.
Outside the gate of an airport where they're waiting to fly. Apparently, the one dog was off leash and in an instant lunged and, I guess, really hurt this dog that is going to be okay, I guess.
That's not a service dog.
No.
It was not a service dog.
And it was off the leash. You just ruined it for everybody else.
It turned out, yes, he was a fake service dog.
Oh.
He was using the like fake vest and all that stuff to get his dog to go with him, probably for free, on the plane. And it hurt the dog. And I guess they're not sure, you know, if the dog can continue to help this blind man. But if you think about the money, do you know how much it takes to train a blind man's dog?
It's very expensive.
$70,000.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
And service dogs are the sweetest dogs
ever. They're the greatest dogs
and,
ever.
Yeah, ruining it for everybody. It's wow. Like, yeah, he needs to be banned from flying or even living.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah, isn't it terrible?
That does really make me angry.
That is awful. Wow.
What you got, Gina?
Well, on Monday is St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish, so like that's my holiday. I love that holiday. But there's a lot of things going on around town. One of them is Belfast to Nashville. It's at Cannery Hall this weekend, and it's all day, all weekend. You can go. They're going to have music, like Irish music. They're going to have food. So you should probably go check it out. Sounds like a blast.
Cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Good deal.
You want more info, you can go to our website. We have it on our Around Town page.
Nice.
Excellent.
Over the last 10 minutes, people have been voting whether they want Yacht or Nyacht song coming up next. We've had people texting us at 615-553-0933.
The two songs were Michael Jackson's Human Nature versus Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Okay, so what are the people saying, Gina?
Looks like they're saying Michael Jackson.
They want Yacht.
Yacht wins. Although when the yacht wins, the sound effect isn't nearly as
funny. No, not as satisfying as
Titanic stuff that we use.
It does put me in a good mood, though.
Yeah. It does.
All right.
Let's get in a good mood.
Michael Jackson.
Cool vibes for everybody.
Let's see. What are we doing this weekend?
Well, my husband just stopped by during one of our breaks and gave me dropped off a Dutch Bros drink. Woo! So, yeah, so sweet.
So he's getting husband points.
Yes,
good job.
Husband points. Some extra loving later today. So, yeah. And then if it's going on, maybe the special fun run race tomorrow? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will hold.
We're supposed to have big storms tonight and tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. It's supposed to start at like 7 a.m. tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So weather permitting, we'll be out there.
We'll see you there. Yeah. Also, my grandson, Ollie, has another basketball game. Aww. Maybe the other team will show up this time.
But yeah.
They'll take the default win. It's good.
Yeah. A win's a win, right?
A win's a win's a win.
Yeah. I know. I'm watching Severance tonight, which is my weekly appointment with my obsession. And the only time I must commend myself that I would talk to you guys about it all day, night, and because I love the show. But I only tell you when I'm going to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saving you.
Well, thank you.
From the madness that is my obsession.
I'm considering watching it so we could have talks about it. But
you know, you've said that before.
I kind of don't want to.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
He's very secretive. That's my show. Nobody else can watch it. It's my show.
I highly encourage it. You've said that a lot, and you've not come through. So
that's true.
I've given up hope.
Yeah, I'm full of lies. Constantly lying. I may be even lying now. You guys have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday morning as we will settle, of course, the top 16 for our murder madness. And we'll have a Woody and Jim joke off Monday.